Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get to our guest here. Tyrus joins us every Thursday. He's on with us now.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, how are you doing these days here?
Me and the fam are doing fine. The wife and I are working on our social distancing and keeping everything prepared and not leaving the house for any reason at all. So it's a fun time at home right now.
I'm seeing a lot of different reactions. A lot of people are, passing along the information, like telling everybody else, you need to stay at home, you need to do this, you need to do that. I think that we've gotten the message here. Maybe there are people who haven't gotten the message here, but I wonder, is there anybody left in America who doesn't know what they're supposed to be doing, rather not decided, whether they're going to follow those instructions or not? Do you think that they've done a good job of getting the message out about staying at home and the value of doing that?
I think the message is definitely out. The problem is, I'm living in Louisiana, which is quickly becoming a hotbed. New Orleans is numbers are growing faster than anyone else's. And the frustrating thing is that most, I would say 80%, maybe that's a big number, but I feel like most everyone's doing what they need to do. But the group, the population that just doesn't want to affect them, or it's not their problem, affects all of us, and that's the frustrating thing. And before, everyone wanted to blame millennials, or like the young people in Miami, but it's not just them. I live on our home is on a golf course, and we see the elderly in groups of six playing golf all day, and they don't seem to care. And if you say something to them, like, hey, because everyone wants to, people still want to shake hands, believe that or not, at this point. And I'm like, I'm so
it's hard not to, but we should know. Yeah.
Yeah. And their whole thing is, well, I don't have it. Like, they're aggressive about it, opposed to you're exposing yourself to it and other people. Even if you're doing your 6 feet when you're golfing with your six friends, that means you came in six different cars from six different homes and you're parking in the same parking lot, chances are you're going to contaminate at some point. And that's the problem. The more that we all get on board and do it, and it is tough. And I get it. It is tough for everyone. If we make these sacrifices, the sooner this is over. The reason why China was able to get it shut down is because their government works very different than ours. When they say something, you do it. And if they think you're not going to do it, they weld your door shut in your apartment. Like, they didn't play around. We are a country of freedoms, and all we can do is suggest. And it just seems it's so frustrating. Not everyone seems to think. And that's the problem with Americans that we all have, is we have this, well, it's not me. It's not going to happen to me. And it's very frustrating because you worry about the first responders. And you worry about the doctors and nurses who are literally, I've seen pictures of trash bags they're wearing. I mean, it's just crazy. It's a tough time. No one could have planned for this. And we have to make sacrifices. Everyone has to make sacrifices. And I hope that we get the message.
We're speaking with Tyrus. He is a Fox News contributor. He's also host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation. You can check it out at foxnation.com. A great time to start streaming something new if you haven't looked at it yet. I know that you're in Louisiana, but you spend certainly a lot more time in New York than I do, or a lot of our listeners do. What's your reaction to how Governor Cuomo is handling it in New York, and how the president and Governor Cuomo are working together to try to combat this issue?
Well, here's the thing. I literally am in the two worst places for the coronavirus. So I'm New York and Louisiana. So I feel truly blessed that I was able to get out of New York as soon as I was. I made a decision to leave early and not go back to work because of the numbers of growing and stuff. But here's the thing. I think they're both doing good jobs in terms of what they have to take care of. The governor of New York's first concern is New York, and he's trying to get New York everything that they need, and rightfully so. But at the same time, the president of the United States has the entire nation to worry about and work on. So they're not going to be, not everything's going to go smoothly, and he's going to have to make tough decisions. Do you send all the resources to New York right now, or do you send resources to New York? Do you send resources to Louisiana? Do you send resources to California? Like he has. Then you have to think about preventive measures and testing in other states and what the situation with Florida, where we don't really have know what's going on there yet. You know, there's a lot, the president of the United States is a huge, you know, he's undertaking, he has phone calls from every governor, mayor, doctor in this country that is part of his team, whereas Cuomo is trying to take care of New York, and rightfully so. They're doing the best they can with what they got, but again, this is not something that you can really place blame, and I that's the one thing that I don't like in the media right now is they're trying to place blame or like, is he doing enough? I think everyone's doing the best they can given the situation. We weren't prepared for a pandemic, but you tell me anyone in history that ever was. So
yeah, I agree with that. I think it's actually kind of refreshing. I feel like we've had this conversation before. If we were faced with a challenge that was going to, we could either lose to the challenge, we could either fail the challenge, or we could come together and figure out how to solve this together. I'm seeing our actual leaders across the country. You know, I live in the state of Illinois. I go to work in St. Louis, Missouri, except for now I'm in my basement. But if the governor of Illinois was quick to follow California's footsteps and put the state on a shelter at home mandate from the governor's office, and he's had harsh words for the president. But I've also heard the president say after those harsh words that were put out there on social media from Governor Pritzker, I've heard him say that he's had phone calls with him and he is working with them. I feel like we're missing an opportunity, and I'm not surprised by it, but I feel like we're missing an opportunity right now to acknowledge President Trump doing what we would only hope that he would be able to do in a time like this, which is work across the aisle. You know, he worked with Chuck Schumer on this relief bill that just got passed in the Senate. He's working with Gavin Newsom. He's working with Governor Cuomo. Sounds like he's working with the governor in Washington and even with J.B. Pritzker here in Illinois. What people have criticized Donald Trump for being, and in some cases very rightfully so, with his bombastic nature, the president is leading and he is working across the aisle, and he's not putting politics before what needs to be done here, and that's combating this virus.
Well, the one thing I will say that he's allowing the experts to do their job. I think sometimes the one thing I thought was a bad move on his part was the Easter shot, but I was assuming that was trying to gain confidence in the economy and Wall Street and stuff to get things going, and the result of that speech with the stimulus package, the Dow had done pretty well the following day. I believe it had one of its better days we've had in a while. So I get it. The problem is that my concern is that people that are not, you still need to listen to the experts. As much as I respect the President of the United States and governors and stuff, things coming from political people are great, but you have to listen to the experts. If the doctors, what the doctors are saying, you need to prepare for it. And I think the president has done a good job of letting the doctor speak, and they don't agree on everything, but you don't see him attacking the doctor. You don't see him doing those things that typically maybe he would if we're not in this situation when we were going through differences of opinions and stuff like that. So I think it's scaled way back. I mean, you still might get a failing governor of such and such, but then he makes sure they get what they need, or in terms of trying to get what they need. So just a tough time, and I think he is showing leadership, but the best part of his leadership is not maybe necessarily his speeches, but his ability to let everyone do their job and not stop people from doing things that he doesn't necessarily agree with. So I think that's probably what he's doing best, is to let the experts do their job. And he's showing up. He's answering questions. He's doing the press conferences, not three questions. I think sometimes they go a little long, but he's answering everybody's questions, you know. And unfortunately, we have to go through the information questions, which everybody wants, and then we have to go through the, well, sir, why did you call it this, or why is it that, or do you think you did a great job? I mean, they're just we're still having to deal with the bear trap questions at a time when if you're going to be a journalist, ask questions that people need in terms of information, where they can get help, what can they do, opposed to trying to get a soundbite for your frontline headlines, you know. I think that's the frustrating part.
Let me play this clip for you here real quick, because I understand what you're saying. A lot of people were unnerved by the Easter comment. And I think that what the president was trying to say, and granted, if whatever he puts out there, there's a good portion of our media that's going to do worst case scenario, put the worst construction on what he said here. But Andrew Cuomo also did comment about getting the economy going.
How do you now start or begin to restart or plan the restart of that economic engine? Separate task, but something that we have to focus on. I offered my personal opinion yesterday. I separate my personal opinion from the facts. You can disregard my personal opinion. You can disregard facts, but they are still facts. I said, don't be reactive, be productive, be proactive. Few people have said to me afterwards, well, what did that mean? Happens to me often. Look, this can go on for several months, okay? Nobody can tell you, is it 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, but it is several months.
So he is talking about the need to get the economy going, and the president said, how about Easter? So putting the date on it kind of freaked people out. But we do have to think, we can think about the economy and the healthcare situation we're in. It is possible to address both of those things at the same time with the right people, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree with you in that. My problem was my problem was not with the idea or the message. I think if you looked at that in the positive way, like, yeah, we're going to do everything we can to get things going, to work our butts off and do, you know, get the ventilators and all the others. The problem is that soundbite, we'll be hearing it for the next year. So even if, in best case scenario, let's say lightning in a bottle and 2 days after Easter, things are starting to go back to normal, we will hear nothing about how it didn't happen on Easter. That was more my issue, is not with what he's saying, because we're about 2 weeks away from having economic crises in terms of, like, maybe in some cases unfixable damage for quite some time. And so I understand to get the economy continue to get going, but there's a thing, you know, you're worried about the loss of life and contamination and the virus continuing to spread. There's a lot of tangibles to deal with, but my concern, my frustration was not necessarily with the message, because I think that's the message that everyone should have, is positive, and we want to get things going as fast as we can, and it'd be great to have something to hope for and shoot for. My issue was the entire news strand was no longer about information. It was about Easter, and that's the thing I worry about sometimes, is trying to avoid bear traps, because we're still – division looks for to show its face any chance they get, anything they can to try to make him look incompetent, or the America, like, you know, doomsday device, or something's horrible going on. They choose to do it. So I just feel like you have to just be more careful in terms of what you say. And unfortunately, and I hate to say that, because it shouldn't have been a soundbite. It really was an optimistic approach to the pandemic we're going through, opposed to, he's not going to send sick Americans to work. That's not what he's going to do. You know, if we're not there yet, we're not there yet. And he'll come out and he'll say, like he has several times, well, we're going to have to do another 15 days, or we're going to have to do this. He has no problem with being corrected and dealing with the facts. And I think that's the ugly thing. I guess that's where my head was at with that.
Well, Tyrus, we appreciate you joining us. And just real quick, your maybe number one streaming recommendation. You've got a house with kids in it, so maybe it's something that the family can watch. Maybe it's something that you watch after the kid go to bed.
I got two. All right, number one, kids go to bed with the husband. You got to watch Tiger King.
Oh my gosh. I had to ask my producer, what is Tiger King about?
My wife's sitting right here, Ingrid. Tiger King. it's worth the watch. Yeah.
I'll take her word for it. I'm glad you asked her.
Yeah. for the kids, we're doing more activities. We're doing some homeschool stuff, and we're doing board games, and we're doing more things like that. But you know, we're using that Disney Plus. So,
are you a friendly board game player, or do you throw the table if you lose?
No, but unfortunately, my 5-year-old is not a friendly board game player. She wins at all.
It's like that game in Big Daddy. It's called I Win. This is the little kid wins everything he plays.
Yes.
All right. Well, we look forward to talking to you again next week. Hopefully, we will be on. Continue to be positive about this. That's definitely what we're trying to do in the show, and your bright spot in it. So we appreciate your time today, Tyrus.
Your positivity is just as contagious as the virus. So,
That's really contagious. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.